Hi everyone, my name is Mackenzie and I'm from the Illinois Coalition for Community Services. Our goal as an agency is to expand youth services in communities across Illinois, and in doing so, we connect youth to vital resources in their local area and provide support to them. So since the introduction of the coronavirus to the United States, anxiety and stress have been at an all-time high. People are filled with worry and fear and feelings of being overwhelmed due to so many unknown factors that are affecting our everyday functioning. So today we wanted to take a second to talk about how to care for yourself, not only during this time, but all the time. So having a healthy relationship with yourself. The foundation for having a healthy relationship with yourself is caring for your basic needs. So getting enough sleep, sleeping for 6 to 8 hours a night is the most ideal amount of sleep you should get in order to feel renewed and refreshed. This also means don't oversleep. That will actually make you more tired. Make your bed in the morning. I know when I make my bed in the morning, it starts my day off on the right foot. Have 3 nourishing meals a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Get some fruits and vegetables in there. The more naturally colorful your plate, the healthier it's going to be. Try not to snack throughout the day. And if you do like snacking, make sure it's something nourishing like a granola bar or a banana. Exercise for 20 minutes a day. So get outside. If it's sunny out, take your dog on a walk. Just take a stroll through your neighborhood to get some fresh air. I love going on a run. If you have access to exercise equipment inside your home, you could use those as well. Focusing on your inner world. So what are you feeling? What are you thinking? Take the time to check in with yourself. Be self-aware. It's super important. Practice mindfulness. Reassure yourself that you're doing what you can to keep yourself safe and focus on today. Tomorrow is never guaranteed, and it's a natural response for us to want to plan for the future. It's difficult during this time to know when restrictions will be lifted, so for now, you just have to take it day by day. We cannot control the actions of others. However, we can control our actions of ourselves. Take time out for yourself every day. So right now, where a lot of us are stuck in our houses. So find something that sparks joy in you and make time for it every day. I love waking up and immediately making my bed, washing my face, and sitting down with a cup of coffee at my kitchen table before I start my day. A lot of people like reading a book, do some crafting, talk on the phone with a friend, play board games with your family. Establish a routine every day. So that could be maintaining an old routine or developing a new one. Set goals for yourself. During this time of self-isolation, you can set goals for yourself for now and the future. Emotional goals, exercise goals, like I said earlier, reading more books, volunteering in your community. Make peace with things you can't control. Start with smaller goals now and work towards larger ones. Creating a self-care checklist. You can find examples on Google or make one for yourself. Keep you on track with your goals and self-awareness every day. Use it every day and mark off things that you did. I'll read a couple of examples on one that I have in front of me. Shower and brush your teeth. Choose a goal to focus on. Repeat a positive affirmation or positive quote. Go outside. Be active for 20 minutes. Take the time to do something you like. Have a nourishing meal. Watch and minimize caffeine intake. Stay hydrated. That means 8 cups of water a day. Connect with a friend. Get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep, stretch for 5 minutes, meditate and relax. Those are some of the ones that I like to do every day. So sometimes we need more than personal contact to feel safe. There are professional resources created to assist people in times like these. Your local health department has a lot of resources. The Memorial Behavioral Health and Springfield Emotional Support Line phone number is 217-588-5509. They provide support during current crisis. It's open to the general public, not just clients of Memorial Behavioral Health. The Illinois Warm Line, their phone number is 866-359-7953. They are staffed by professional recovery specialists. They provide emotional and recovery education, self-advocacy support, and they also provide referrals. And lastly, the Disaster Distress Hotline, their number is 1-800-985-5990. They can answer questions and concerns about infectious disease outbreaks, crisis counseling for people in emotional distress related to any natural or human-caused disaster. They also provide information on how to recognize distress and its effects on individuals and families. They provide tips for healthy coping, and they also will provide referrals to local crisis call centers for additional follow-up care and support. So this is one of the first podcasts that we've ever done. So if you would like to share this, feel free. And we hope that everyone is staying healthy out there, and we hope that everything will get back to normal. Thank you for stopping by and listening.